27th, 1:00 PM. Members of the board are present, media has been notified, please stand for the pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
On December 7th, right?
Yes.
And at this time, a moment to recognize the community members we've lost since our last meeting. Those are Don Caudill, William Kinner, Martine Treviso, Geraldine Sweo, Sansa Thompson, Eugene Fupart Jr., Jacqueline Tomes, Carl Bisson, Richard Messenger, Cheryl Wilkie, and Jennifer Diver.
Wow.
All right, is there a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
I'll second. Motion's been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Approval of vouchers in the general fund of 2641 to 2742, ACH fund of 1289 to 1294, ambulance fund of 19520 to 19523.
I have reviewed those vouchers and I would move for their approval.
I'll second. Motion's been made and seconded to approve the vouchers. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the November 2nd, 2022 regular town board meeting.
I move that we approve those minutes.
I'll second it. Motion's been made and seconded to approve the minutes of the November 2nd, 2022 regular town board meeting. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Approval of the November 14th, 2022 special town board meeting. Thank you for coming.
You're welcome, anytime.
I would move for approval of those minutes as well.
I'll second that. Motion's been made and seconded to approve the November 14th, 2022 special town board meeting. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Treasurer's report.
I have a temporary office because I have a cold. And I can't get anybody sick. In the regular accounts, we have $1,468,463.74. And in ambulance, $630,739.09. Nothing too much happening out there.
And then our reserve account, that's the...
Oh, yes, our reserve account. We have $243,473.45. And the interest that we got on that was $199.95.
I would move to approve the treasurer's report.
I'll second that. Motion's been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Public comment on agenda items? Seeing none. Item number 12, discussion possible action, resolution 2022-01 to waive the treasurer's short-term bond. This is something we do every year at tax time to waive the treasurer's bond. I'll read it quickly here. Whereas the treasurer of the town of Lackawanna Flambeau, Villas County, Wisconsin, is required to execute and deliver to the Villas County Treasurer a bond in compliance with section 70.77(1) Wisconsin statutes. And whereas section 70.67(2) Wisconsin statute provides a method of meeting this requirement through the adoption of a resolution by the town board. Now therefore be it resolved that town board, town of Lackawanna Flambeau, Villas County, in session the seventh day of December 2022, does obligate and guarantee the payment of all state and county taxes required by law to be be paid by the treasurer of the town of Black Flambeau to Vilas County Treasurer in case said treasurer should fail to do so. In other words, we're guaranteeing we're going to give them their money.
I move to approve the resolution.
Okay, I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to approve Resolution 2022-01, waive the treasurer's short-term bond. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Item number 13, discussion, possible action, reappoint clerk for a three-year term, 1/1/23 to 12/31/25. Nancy, you want to stick with us?
Sticking around.
Bad wording.
All right, I would move to approve. I would move to reappoint, rather.
Okay, I will second that. Motion been made and seconded to reappoint the clerk for a three-year term, 1/1/23 to 12/31/25. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Item number 14, discussion, possible action, attorney Kemmerick update. Bob, you had asked for this to be placed on the agenda.
Yeah, I was just wondering where we were at with his issues that he had raised in his letter.
The fire and ambulance department now is posting their meetings. They have appointed a secretary, and it's a safety officer, for lack of a better term, and a safety officer. They're required to have the, I need some notes here, just so that I don't forget. They're required to have the Occupational Safety and Health Committee that's to meet biannually, which they're going to do. They have been doing it in the past, but they've incorporated it in with their regular meetings. So now they're going to actually have separate meetings for that. We did get a letter back from attorney Kemmerick, saying that he was satisfied, you know, with the postings and everything. One thing that he was concerned about was the meeting times, because they would have their meeting and then their training. Well, now, as I understand it, they've scheduled their meetings to start at 5:45, and then they'll be having the trainings immediately after. They used to have a meeting afterwards.
Okay.
So.
He's happy, I'm happy.
He's seems to, you know, we're sending him information as we get it. I know our attorney had written him a follow-up letter. He hasn't heard back from him yet.
So you know my recorder died.
We're going to use his.
Okay.
So.
And just trade him.
That's kind of what we have with that.
Okay. Well.
Anything else?
Need for any action on that?
No. But we'll keep updating as the fire department gets its.
All right.
Is their processes in place.
Yeah, his concern was that people weren't sure when to show up for the meeting.
Yep.
And they were meeting time was a little too squishy.
Yep. And they're now set in the actual time of 5:45.
Okay.
So I guess with that, I guess we'd be looking for a motion to adjourn at 1:10.
So moved.
I'll second that. Motion made and seconded to adjourn at 1:10. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye.